St. Louis is home to one of America's most active and aggressive gang cultures, helping make it one of the most violent U.S. cities. In parts of North St. Louis and North County, gangs wage turf wars that in some cases run block to block. The impact this has on people living in the neighborhoods is overwhelming. In part two of KWMU's three-part series on gang violence, Adam Allington examines the fallout for communities living under the perpetual threat of shootings, robberies, and constant police presence.
Kyle Moore's body is living testament to the pain and destruction caused by gangs in St. Louis. The 20-year-old has tattoos up and down his arms which remind him.
This was my uncle. He was a blood.
This is on your right arm. It says,
"Rest in peace, Johnny." That was my uncle's nickname. He was killed. That guy was jealous because he was talking to his girlfriend and he killed them cold-blooded in front of witnesses and everything.
What's that one?
This will say "ready for war." Because, you know, like any time, you never know who do what. You know, you got to be prepared out here. It's dangerous in these streets.
Kyle's the grandson of 4th Ward Alderman Sam Moore from the Ville neighborhood in North City. Even though he's not in a gang, just living in his neighborhood, Kyle says he feels like a target. Gangbangers, drug dealers, smack addicts, carjackers. There's just so many ways for a person to get killed or hurt. Kyle doesn't own a gun yet, and that puts him in the minority.
The youngest kids got them. I mean, I've met some kids who had guns in their pockets almost bigger than them and are willing to use their weapons. And that kind of thing blew my mind. But I see it so much now, I'm used to it. Like, that's a typical thing for everybody.
Gangs aren't just a St. Louis City problem. Far from it. Larry Bastain Jr. just graduated from Hazelwood Central in North St. Louis County.
In the county, we basically watched it go from good to bad. It's one person that just, like, kind of blew it up. I mean, it was just him by himself. But now you go in Hazelwood and you say something wrong, girls just got stabbed this year in the middle of the commons in front of everybody. I mean, the girls are worse than the boys.
Even though he's not in a gang, at 18, Bastain probably knows the ins and outs of gang culture better than most cops. He says being in high school these days is all about gangs, right down to the pep rallies and sporting events.
Everybody doing it. White gangs, black gangs, you know what I mean? The biggest gang in North County, they all football players. If you ain't in, O'Fallon or St. Charles, then basically that's in every school.
They're not allowed to click up what we call clicking up coming numbers and showing colors. We got zero tolerance for them attending activities as a gang.
Lieutenant Ronnie Robinson is a watch commander for the Metro Police Department's Crime Suppression Unit. As gangbangers have gotten younger and younger, and the respect for law growing smaller and smaller, Robinson says police have had to adapt to a more street-level approach. In many ways, he says it comes down to respect, something they understand.
If I say, "Hey, you leave this kid alone right here, he don't want to be part of this gang no more. He belongs to us now. He belongs to the police department." If anybody touches him on the way to school or on the way to the store or approaches him in a negative way and it comes back that you involved or your gang involved, you're going to have a lot of problems with the St. Louis City Police Department.
The police are kind of like another gang.
Well, we're the most organized gang in the city of St. Louis. We have to be.
Overall crime in St. Louis is actually down almost 30% in the past 2 years. One stat, however, is way up. The murder rate is on track to reach a 13-year high, and many of the people dying aren't even in gangs. 2 weeks ago, a 16-year-old shot and killed a man after an argument about cheeseburgers. The day before, a North County woman was struck by a stray bullet in her home. And this kind of thing happens more often than you'd think.
Right here, a bullet hole went across the ceiling right there. We was all on porch, me and my mom. They started shooting from the corner all the way up to the next corner.
Jarrell Watson and his mother, Belinda, live in the Jeff Vanderloo neighborhood, just off North Jefferson. A year ago, a car full of guys drove down their street, firing a machine gun randomly into homes, nearly killing a young boy. Now Belinda is afraid to go outside. She says that kind of stress wears on a person.
If I lived somewhere else, I wouldn't have to grab everything and run in the house when I get ready to come in every day. Because you'd never know who's going to drive up and just start shooting. When we get out the car in the evening or whenever we're coming in and out of the house, we have to literally run in the house.
For Belinda, she says it seems like kids these days don't have respect for anything, especially another person's life. But for the kids in gangs, most of them can't remember a time when every day didn't involve a struggle against life and death. It's their normal.
Put it like this, every day, somebody shooting, somebody getting locked up. You can walk up and down Kings Highway, you're going to see they got so many dicks and feds riding around here, messing with people.
Zach Hernandez is keeping an eye on some younger cousins as they play in a parking lot next to Fairground Park.
Everybody call me youngster, you know what I'm saying, youngster. Little Skip, whatever, little Zach.
At 16, Hernandez has already seen more than his share of loved ones die.
Yeah, I know a whole bunch of people was killed. My partner got killed a couple of days ago. My other homeboy on Emerson and Lillian, he got killed. Some other homeboy, Sydney, he got killed down the county. My sister, she killed herself. So, you know, I know a whole bunch of people got killed.
Hernandez says he's trying to avoid getting too deep into gang life, but sometimes he has to, or as he says, get in where he fits in. One thing he says for certain, he keeps his eyes open and his head up when he walks down the street. For KWMU, I'm Adam Allington.